On May 22, 1979, as part of the celebrations for the 75th anniversary of FIFA, the national football teams of Argentina and the Netherlands face each other at the Wankdorf Stadium in Bern, Switzerland. A group of Argentine exiles displayed several flags denouncing the Argentine military dictatorship. Here we have only a few pieces of the seven that in 2020 completed the artwork Pinola brought to this museum. The artist points out, produces, and recreates various pieces around specific political gestures of resistance that occurred during the 1978 FIFA World Cup, and the subsequent match Argentina played against the Netherlands the following year. In these two sports episodes, two milestones of resistance were inscribed, which the artist relates as visual constructions of struggle against genocide. The name of this exhibition, Flag and Burn, is based on the display of flags by a group of Argentine exiles on May 22, 1979 in Switzerland. These flags display two phrases on the stands, Vide la murderer, and the military are misery and repression. Although the match was televised, the Argentine television station Canal 7 placed an advertisement over the flags. However, as the match began and the game progressed, the banners making up these phrases of condemnation and denunciation of the de facto government were difficult to censor. It is said that the match on the field was a cold and graceless affair, decided by penalties and without much enthusiasm. While oppression against the Argentinian people was being denounced from the stands, the organizing committee of the match was pressured and threatened by the Argentine embassy to remove the Argentine team from the field. Finally, the exiles, along with other Latin American comrades and with the support of some Swiss individuals, found the possible media space to globally denounce the extreme violence of the Argentine military dictatorship. In 2020, the artist replicated the emblematic flag, Vide la murderer, which traveled to the city of Bern thanks to the help of his friends Patricio Gil Flood and Sarah McLaren, who displayed it in the stands of the Wankdorf Stadium. Meanwhile, the other flag, inscribing the phrase, the military are misery and oppression, was made in collaboration with the group of artists Les Gremlins and mounted by himself on the facade of this museum. Burn is 79 is a video that compiles various scenes from the match in which the flags are focused by Swiss TV transmission in 1979. The images are accompanied by testimonies written in the first person by exiles who partook in the events narrated and by the footballer Ubaldo Matilo Filiol. The editing and assembly were carried out by Gabriel Gagliardo Alejandro Staville. Wankdorf Stadium consists of the envelope and original postage stamp from the first day of issue on May 22, 1979. It is intervened with a stamp made by Fernandez Pinola, with the phrases of denunciation written on the flags and accompanied by a set of commemorative postcards with images taken from the match. Albiceleste is the recreation of the jersey model used by the Argentine national football team in the match against the Netherlands. The shirt has a commemorative patch in the center commemorating the action carried out by the group of exiles at the Wankdorf Stadium in Bern. It also contains two black bands on white stripes, citing the myth that during the World Cup, the goalposts of the Monument Stadium in Buenos Aires were secretly painted to denounce the genocide in front of the world's cameras. The back of the shirt has the number 79 attached in black felt, recalling the year of the match in Switzerland.